Tots, hello, 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 welcome to 2021, fam. What the actual heck? New season, same me. Welcome back to a new season of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. I'm your host, Megan Dykeman, and in today's episode, the first episode of 2021, thank you, I'm going to be talking about my coming out story, how to deal with bisexual erasure and internalized biphobia, and all that good stuff. But first of all, I just wanted to say a quick thank fuck 2020 is over. Who is she? We will not speak of her anymore. She who must not be named. But yeah, how good. It's over. We're in 2021. We're feeling good. We're feeling fresh. It's a new year. This is our year. But yeah, I literally cannot believe. Also, we are at the end of Jan. I feel like January always flies by. What the actual heck? I can't believe it. How have you all been? I hope you all had a lovely Christmas and New Year's. I had the most refreshing, amazing time off, spending time with friends and family, soaking up as much sun as I could, and I'm so ready to get back into this year. We have so many exciting things planned for this season. Boy, oh boy. I can't wait. So today I wanted to talk about sexuality, mine in particular, including my journey. I'm going to talk about how I realized I was bi, how I came out to friends and family and myself, how to deal with internalized biphobia, bisexual erasure, and just the general negative stigma surrounding bisexuality. And after that, I'm going to be answering a whole lot of your questions re bisexuality and coming out. So sit tight for those because I honestly went through my IG question box and wrote down as many as I possibly could. And I'm pretty much answering all of them. So if you submitted a question, definitely sit tight and I will be answering it. Alrighty, so let's get stuck right into it. So firstly, I wanted to cover my childhood because I think that's a pretty important place to start. And I think many people who are part of the LGBTQ plus community know that from a very young age, they're different in some way. And at the time, I honestly had no idea, like zero. People would ask me all the time, especially as soon as I came out, like, oh, were there any childhood signs? Like, was there anything when you were younger that made you think that you were gay or into girls? And I always like shut it down completely and was like, no, nothing. But the fact that I was a tomboy and had more boyfriends than girlfriends, that didn't make anyone question anything either. And maybe it shouldn't have. Like, I'm not saying that if you have more guy friends than girlfriends that you're into girls, but for me, it checked out. I recently filmed a video for my YouTube channel, subscribe to Dutchie, about childhood signs that I was bisexual. And I fully delved into my childhood for a hot minute or 12. Like, whoa, bit of an eye opener. And honestly, there were signs galore. And I mean it. I obviously want to preface this by saying that just because you may or may not have done the following things when you were young does not necessarily mean that you're bisexual now. But heck, did it line up for me. Like, just you wait. So firstly, I didn't make my Ken dolls and Barbie dolls date. I made 2 Ken dolls date and 2 Barbie dolls date at all times. There was no heterosexuality happening up in this bitch. Like, at all. There was no room for it, sis. I literally have photos of me putting 2 Barbies in a car to go on a date to the pool. You know how you had, like, those pool setups that came with a Barbie? Yeah. I'd make 2 girls go to that. 2 Barbies go to that. And same for The Sims. I know this was when I was a bit older and, like, emerging into my early teens, but when I would play The Sims, I would make 2 girls date and get married and sleep together. Right, like, and 2 guy Sims, always. And honestly, at the time, didn't think anything of it. Now, hell yeah. But then, no. I was like, oh, this is just cool. This is just a little bit different. Also, head tickles. Can we talk about it? I don't know if you guys did this in primary school, but whenever, like, the girls that I was friends with or in my classes, whenever we sat down for a lesson on the carpet, whether it was in a library or just the classroom to listen to the teacher, some of us girls would often form a line of head tickles or back tickles from the girl behind us. And damn, the fact that I liked that more than kissing my primary school boyfriend, if that's not a clear sign that I was gay, I don't know what was. Like, oh, nah. It felt so good. But as I mentioned, boyfriend. I always, always, always had a boyfriend, always, always talking or flirting with boys. Like, always, always, which makes total sense. I love guys. I just didn't know at the time that I might like girls too. So let's flash forward to year 11, when I started dating my first real long-term boyfriend, Mark. He and I are now still quite close, by the way. Like, we are really good friends, which is rad. And I swear we are honestly the most non-toxic exes ever, which makes it super easy for all our friends. It's just awesome. So yeah, we started dating in year 11, finished school together. Then we moved away to uni together here in Geelong. And honestly, we were inseparable. Like, every single part of our lives were intertwined. Our friends, our family, our jobs, like uni, schooling, everything. So then let's flash forward about 5 years into the relationship. We were renting together with some other uni friends. And although there was nothing wrong with our relationship, like honestly, it was golden, I started having dreams about girls. Yeah. Some I knew, some I didn't, but they were full on sex dreams, like full on vivid. Oh boy. Like, and now I'm by no means saying that if you're having sex dreams about girls, that you're gay or into girls, because that can happen if you are the straightest woman ever or the straightest guy having dreams about guys, because at the end of the day, we don't really have control over our dreams. It happens. But if you're having them consistently, like I was, might be something to look into. I don't know. So yeah, I started having these super vivid dreams about girls, and almost every night. Like, it was actually kind of fucked. I woke up one morning and had a chat to my boyfriend at the time and said, look, I don't know what this means, but I've been having these dreams consistently for a while, and I think my subconscious might be trying to tell me something. And he was the most understanding and supportive person about it, and understood that I'd never been with a girl and he'd never really been with anyone else, and was totally fine with me experimenting, I guess, for lack of a better word. And that's exactly what we did. We kind of like both took a break from being completely exclusive for a while, still lived with each other and slept together at night, but had a little bit of time exploring our sexualities. And honestly, it did wonders for our relationship in terms of later realizing that our relationship had run its course and we were just acting like best friends more than lovers, which I guess everything happens for a reason and it worked out really well in the end. But at the time, it was kind of a weird situation to be in, I won't lie. Like, but hey, it happened. So then, yeah, during this time, I slept with and dated girls for a while, and oh my God, so TMI. And I know that's what we're all about on this channel. But I loved it. Sleeping with women was a whole new ball game. Lol. Ironic. And at the risk of sounding conceited as fuck, I was good at it too. It just felt so natural, so normal, and so comfortable. And definitely not to discredit my experiences of sleeping with or dating men, but something about sleeping with women casually felt so much more right and easy than sleeping with men casually. Obviously, with the exception of sleeping with men that I was dating, that's obviously completely different. But in terms of sleeping with women casually, by sleeping with men casually, I'd pick women every single day. Every single day. And that was so new to me. I was literally like, what is going on? As soon as I kissed a girl properly, I mean, to be fair, I'd kissed girls in high school like a handful of times. Not a lot, but it had happened. And never felt anything like at all. But as soon as I had a proper kiss with a girl, it was so fucking hot and passionate and all of those things. And a lot of people ask, like, what was your light bulb moment? How did you know, like, what actually happened? And for me, it was that. That. And that I realized how much I liked making women come. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, Dad. Like, if you're listening. But, like, it's true. It's when I realized that I really enjoyed making, like, pleasuring women as much as I enjoyed doing that to men. I was like, okay, hang on. Like, what's going on here? So, yeah. After that, after, like, experimenting, dating women, doing all that good stuff, it took about 8 or 9 months, I would say, for me to come out to myself and realize that attraction to women was also a part of me and always had been, but it just hadn't been made apparent until my late teens and until all of this started happening. I was 19 when I came out to myself as bisexual, and I was 20 when I came out to the internet, my friends, and my family. After this realization, my boyfriend and I were exclusive again for a little while, but honestly, I think we probably tried to make it work for a lot longer than we needed to or should have. But I think we did it because it was comfortable, it was secure, and it was for our friends and family. I think we did it more for our friends and family and the comfort of not breaking up than actually realizing we should have broken up beforehand. But that's okay. As I said, it happens. And it was hard because there was nothing actually wrong with the love we had for each other or our relationship. We got along so well. We were such great friends. We trusted each other. Like, the amount of love we had for each other was good. Everything worked so smoothly. It was just that it wasn't what it once was. It made the coming out process somewhat harder for me because I almost felt like I owed him an explanation as well as myself and everyone around me. It was like this added pressure and this added element to it, I suppose. Rather than coming to terms with my sexuality completely on my own and experience everything on my own, I almost had someone to answer to, someone waiting for me in the wings, which was equal parts amazing as it was difficult, because it was so good to have that support of someone who knew exactly what I was going through and exactly what was happening and what I was thinking and feeling, but then at the same time, feeling like, yeah, I had someone waiting for me to make my mind up or make a decision. It felt like it was sort of all on me at the time. But I was very lucky, nonetheless, to have someone like that in my life. So after this time, we got back together and we had love for each other, but we weren't really in love with each other anymore. So after 6 years, we broke up amicably. And we learned a lot from each other and experienced a lot together, but it was time to leave all of that behind and experience more people and more relationships, etc. Were there times when I questioned my entire existence? Yes. Were there multiple occasions where I questioned whether I was actually a lesbian? Double yes. Oh, the amount of times, people. And I will go in depth with that very shortly. But yeah, now that I've pretty much explained my entire life story to you, almost, I thought I would answer some of the questions you asked me on my IG story the other day. So, ta-da! Welcome to the questions corner. I'm sure I'll put some music in there. So the most popular question I received was, did you ever think you were a full lesbian? And how did you realize you actually liked men? Okay. As I said before, yes. I definitely went through a thinking I was a lesbian phase because I was so focused on dating and sleeping with women. And that's sort of like all I saw, if that makes sense. Like, I'd slept with a few guys and dated a few guys and I'd experienced that already, but women were so new to me. And it's kind of like when, I don't know, when you start a new series of a show and you're completely hooked and you forget about the other shows you were watching for a while. I don't know if that's a bad analogy, probably is, but I don't know, but that's just how I felt. It was like all new to me. I was focusing all my energy on that and trying to figure myself out in the meantime. I guess that's just what I focused on. That's just how it happened. And in terms of how I realized I actually liked men, I guess eventually my attraction leveled back out and I started seeing men and women. And I also knew that I loved and had a genuine attraction to men and previous boyfriends. Like, I knew that was genuine. I was never faking anything. I was never putting anything on. It was real. But it was just put on the back burner for a while, I guess. And then the next time I dated a guy exclusively and properly, which is with my now boyfriend, was probably when I realized completely that my attraction to men that I date is just as strong as the women I date. And it just has to be the right person, regardless of the gender, like whether it's a woman or a guy, it just has to be the right person. This person said, what moment did you realize that you were bisexual? What confirmed it? Well, my first time with a girl confirmed it for me, but I would have found out in a different way eventually, I'm sure. I'm not saying you have to experiment to know, by no means. That is not what I'm saying at all, and I don't want you to take that away from this podcast episode, but I guess it just fast-tracked my sexual awakening for me. It doesn't mean you need that to do that. And it also doesn't mean that you need to experiment at all, period, to find that out. But that is definitely what confirmed it for me. As soon as I kissed a girl properly and actually, like, had sex with a girl, I was like, okay, shit. Why does this feel so good? Or why does this feel so natural? Holy fuck, there is a whole other part of me that I wasn't aware of. And that was it. Someone said, do you still question your sexuality? Not really. At times, maybe. But it's usually more towards, this might surprise some of you, but it's usually more towards the spectrum of maybe I'm more pansexual, if anything, than bisexual. And that's because I really am drawn to someone's vibe and personality rather than their gender or sexuality or what have you. Like, I am so attracted to personality and vibes. And the more and more I think about it, I'm like, fuck, maybe I'm not bi, like maybe I'm pan, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I am, I find so, it doesn't matter like what an individual looks like, if they have a good personality, they are a 10 to me. Like, I am so drawn to people who have a good sense of humor, can laugh at their own jokes, can take the piss out of themselves, trustworthy, loyal, all that good stuff. But just like a really good human, I don't care what you have down there, like I am attracted to it. That's like my only thing. But the fact that I've only ever been with men and women makes me think that. And obviously that's not the right mindset to be in. I've just never dated anyone that wasn't a cisgendered male or a cisgendered female. That's sort of the only thing I question, whether I would date someone else that wasn't cisgendered male, cisgendered female, or whomever, or identified as something other than that. But in terms of whether, I don't really ever question whether I'm gay or straight anymore. It's more the opposite side of the spectrum. How to explain to family that you like both girls and boys? I would explain it exactly like that. You shouldn't have to explain your attraction. I've definitely been there and I've found myself having to do that and it's not fun. I think saying something as simple as like, I'm super blessed because one day I could end up with a wife or a husband kind of thing. Super casual, you can slip it in. It doesn't have to be like, I'm this, I'm that, super formal conversation. And if they ask you for an explanation, just say like, you like both, you're attracted to both. There's nothing more to explain. There is nothing more to it. It's just how you are. How to deal with internalized homophobia. That old chestnut. The best. Something I used to go through a lot was feeling like I was a lesbian because of internalized homophobia and thinking I was straight because of compulsory heterosexuality. And that was a big mind fuck. I think finding and surrounding yourself with other members of the LGBTQ plus community can really help. Like people you can talk to, relate to, people that have gone through the same shit you have. Super duper helpful. Also be a witness to your thoughts. By detaching, you'll notice your illogical and self-critical judgments. So if you're having a self-critical judgment or thought or feeling about yourself, sort of detach yourself from that for a moment, or imagine that your friend was thinking about that about herself or themselves or himself, and then be like, hey, no, don't speak about yourself like that. Don't think about yourself like that. I think that can really help as well. Something I used to do was watch other LGBTQ plus YouTubers and like Instagrammers or whatever, influencers, and see how they overcame feelings of internalized homophobia. There are so many videos out there on YouTube about dealing with it. I'm pretty sure Georgia Bridges did one last year. Like have a look at how other people deal with it and realize that you're not the only one going through it. Like almost every member of the LGBTQ plus community goes through some form of it. So just knowing you are not alone and having a sense of like other people have gone through it and dealt with it and come out the other side is super duper supportive and a positive way to look at it, I guess. Do things that make you happy as well or take your mind off it. Like go for a walk, music, dancing, reading, exercise, whatever it is that makes you feel better. Release those positive endorphins. Super duper important thing to do. Avoid anyone who puts you down or doesn't accept you, because that's only going to make you feel worse and make more of that internalized homophobia come up. And make you feel like, you know, like it's not a good thing to be this way or it's wrong or those sorts of things, which we don't want to be thinking because they are simply not true. But yeah, surrounding yourself with positive people, either allies or people that are part of the community that will support and love you for who you are, regardless. The hardest thing about coming out, I think, I don't know if it was about coming out, but like, I think coming to terms with the fact that I was attracted to a whole new gender and having no idea and being so in the dark with that part of me for so long was hard for me. Like, I almost felt guilty that I hadn't picked up on signs earlier. My own body, my own mind, like, how did I miss these things? Like, I felt guilt. And coming out to myself was also so much harder than coming out to anyone else, I found. And obviously that's because I have a very supportive community around me, very supportive network of friends, family, and fans. But coming out to myself was honestly the hardest. How do you differentiate attraction to women and just thinking they're pretty or nice? I think I've said this before. I think it just feels like more to me, and like some girls I just find pretty or nice, and then other girls I feel like it'd be pretty nice if I was on top of them, if that makes sense. And just because you're attracted to women doesn't mean you'll feel attraction to all of them. Like, if you're, like, for me, I'm attracted to guys, but I'm definitely not attracted to every single guy ever. It just feels like when you have a crush on a guy, like, it feels the same to me. That's sort of how it feels. How do I explain to my mum what bisexuality is? Do you have any advice? I think the best way to go about that is coming from a personal view, personal experience, personal feelings of what it is. Just saying that you're attracted to more than one gender. You're not just attracted to men, you know? It's just not that anymore. Like, your attraction is wider and more fluid than the average heterosexual individual. You can show her the definition. You can watch some YouTube videos on bisexuality. I'm sure I've explained it somewhere. And in terms of advice, you could try mentioning like LGBTQ plus stuff around her to see how she feels, engage how she feels. And then if she sounds supportive, then maybe talk to her about how you could have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It doesn't matter to you, that sort of thing. And see how you go. This person said, did you ever try to suppress it? No, I don't think so. I took a long time to come out to myself, but that was more me making sure of my attraction and feelings rather than suppressing it, I think. Now you've actually got me questioning myself. No, I don't think I ever tried to suppress it though, because I was out there experimenting, gallivanting around. Someone else said, how long did it take? And I think it took me about 7 to 8 months to come out to myself completely. But it didn't take me long to realize it. How to sit in a chair the correct way. Lol. Can't answer that. Why is it so commonly thought that bisexuals cheat and how to avoid it? This will never not annoy me, which annoys me. It sucks and it's a common stereotype because society thinks that just because we're attracted, I think this is why, because society thinks we're attracted to more than one gender, that we need to be dating or sleeping with more than one gender to be fulfilled, which is obviously not the case at all. It's like when people say bisexuals are more likely to cheat. Well, then what is a heterosexual man's excuse when he cheats on his girlfriend or wife? Because he's only attracted to one gender, so what's his deal? That's my argument. Being bisexual doesn't make you unloyal or a cheater. It's just our attraction. It's just a label of attraction. Heck, some people don't even label it. It's just shit that people think that. But people say, oh yeah, they're more likely to be a cheater. But then on the other hand, people will use you or expect that because you're bisexual, you're going to have a threesome. Very, very annoying. And just the fact that we are attracted to and open to dating or sleeping with more than one gender does not mean that we are unloyal, distrustworthy, anything. Like, come on, let's wake up a bit. How to know which people are safe to come out to? That's a great question. I guess people that don't make gay jokes or use derogatory queer terms is probably a good start, but that's not to say that just because they don't do that, that they're not homophobic or unsupportive or not progressive. Throw around some LGBT shows or movies, or maybe you being super LGBTQ plus positive, and the people that react positively are probably people you could come out to safely. And of course, people you trust, people that you've been friends with perhaps for quite some time, or just people that feel right. But maybe do some gauging, do some digging first to be sure. What to do when you're way more attracted to girls than guys, but you've always had boyfriends? Oh yes, totally fine. You do you. My advice would be Date who you want and try not to care about what others think of you. People are always going to have an opinion of you regardless, so do what makes you happy. It doesn't matter if you've always had boyfriends. Who cares? It's the same as like people that have never had a boyfriend and then they get one. Awesome. Doesn't matter. Like, try your best not to care what other people think. What to do when your family doesn't react well to you coming out. I always suggest to find someone else you can come out to and confide in before you come out to any family members. I think this is super important. And if not, come out to someone now. If you've already come out to your family, it hasn't gone well, come out to someone else. It's a good idea to have a plan B or somewhere else to stay if you need for a little while. And I think it's important to give your family time as well. As much as you'd love for them to welcome you straight away with open arms, it probably took you some time to come to terms with it all, so give them the same benefit of the doubt and hope that they come through. That's honestly all you can do. Before you knew, did you get turned on by lesbian porn? Yes. Big fat yes. But also I know plenty of heterosexual girls that get turned on by lesbian porn, so it doesn't really mean anything, but yes. And this is the last question, which I felt was very relevant, so I thought I'd answer it. How to come out to people who know you've been in a heterosexual relationship for a while. But I just think come out how you normally would. That's what I did. And try not to let that affect you. I went through this literal exact scenario and it almost made it harder to explain. And I don't want to like tell you that to make you feel scared, but I half felt like I had to explain or convince them of it because I've dated guys and that was the whole, or aren't you straight? Or, but you've dated guys or you've only dated guys. And like, yeah, honey, but things change. Sexuality is fluid. Hi. Like, just come out the way you normally would. And if they're good friends, they shouldn't question it. Or question it in a negative way. Instead of, oh, but you've always had boyfriends. It should be, oh, okay. Like, when did you start thinking about that? Like, there's other ways to be inquisitive rather than being like, oh, but you've always done this, you know. But yeah, I think just come out how you normally would. And if they question it, just shut it down by saying, look, this is how I feel. I just felt like I should come out to you. I felt comfortable coming out to you. And if you don't support me, then like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't know. I know that's like brutal, but also they're your friends, right? They should support and love you regardless. So yeah, if you can, you can't see me right now, but I'm doing peace signs. So they're all the questions that I have time for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I honestly feel like I just told you all my life story, which heck, what the heck, we out here. But yeah, if you have any other questions, my DMs are always open on Instagram. I know how hard it can be. I've been there. And yeah, I always enjoy giving you guys as much advice as I can, or at least reading your story, and giving you a little reaction or something, because it is important to me that you guys are doing well and you guys get the answers you deserve. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to give Topics of Taboo a little review and a rating if you are enjoying it. It really helps my podcast get out there to a wider audience. And yeah, I will chat to you guys in my next episode next week. I'm excited. Thank you guys. Bye.